top is coming down, and the elephants and the clowns will have to find new homes. Ringling Brothers, Barnum Bailey, is throwing in the towel. Apparently it couldn't find enough audience for its traveling extravaganza, so another piece of Americana bites the dust of the digital 21st century. Maybe you're too young to remember when the circus came to town. Midgets and lion tamers and acrobats on the high trapeze. Cotton candy and the smell of sawdust. But back when I was a little kid, it was a big deal. Strange, too. Weird people, the circus performers. Living on the road, traveling by train, hauling elephants for God's sake across the continent to every mid-sized town they could set up the big tops. It was nostalgic then, an era out of its time, but slogging on despite accusations of animal cruelty. Still, you got to admit, those elephants standing on the rumps of the ones in front of them were a sight to see for kids used to stupid chickens and funny-looking goats. You don't see cows trained for bovine acrobatics, that's for sure. The only three-ring circus now is in the White House. Maybe not the greatest show on earth, but a hell of a carnival these days. Spokespeople for Trump, the ringmaster, can hold their own with their aerial verbal gymnastics, flying with the greatest of ease, touching the ground rarely. And the jugglers and the clowns, well, you be the judge. If the elephants can find new homes when the tents come down, these folks will be fine too. Probably six-figure salaries as lobbyists soon.